Welcome to UBP Podcast. My name is Rubesh Adaya. I am the Senior Investment Specialist for Emerging Market Fixed Income at UBP. And today we're discussing an update on Evergrande. The dominant theme in emerging markets over the last few weeks has been Chinese corporate bonds, particularly high yield issues, which have cheapened markedly in recent months as the Chinese government tightened policies, particularly in the property sector and on the back of increased uncertainty surrounding some policies. This tightening of policies has, of course, direct implications for developers, and those with the most aggressive financials could end up in a difficult situation. Evergrande, to which we have no exposure, is one, and indeed the largest, of those companies. It is now increasingly likely that this company will have to restructure. Evergrande missed the $84 million coupon payment for its offshore bond, which was due on the 23rd of September 2021, but a 30-day grace period is available as per the covenants. Evergrande is said to have privately resolved the Chinese yuan 232 million interest payment due on the 23rd of September 2021 on its onshore bond issued by Hengda Real Estate. This private settlement is considered to have been made largely to prevent a default declaration, and there was no official confirmation about whether it was in the form of cash payment, extension, or some other way. There are also rumors about a government-led restructuring plan to divide Evergrande into three separate entities and turn the company into a state-owned enterprise. On the other hand, Evergrande's second largest shareholder, Chinese Estate Holding, has sold 108.9 million shares in the company at a loss and is said to be considering the sale of their remaining 751.1 million shares, representing a 5.66% stake. Joseph Lau and his family are one of Evergrande's well-known friends and equity/bond investors. With the other news about missing interest payments on bank loans, the acceleration of construction and delivery of projects, as well as offers of alternative repayment plans for domestic retail investors, it looks like the Chinese government is focusing on minimizing the impact on the domestic economy. Impact on the Chinese property sector. Weak market sentiment persists, with no clarity emerging on the Evergrande saga. Companies with the most aggressive financials may encounter some difficulties in the near future as their revenues from sales drop and as it become more challenging for them to refinance, potentially putting some stress on liquidity over the next 6 to 12 months when some of their bonds may require refinancing. In addition, it will be important to judge home buyer sentiment on the physical property market in the next few weeks, as this could have an impact on property developers' income and profitability. As Chinese real estate represents a significant share of Chinese GDP, we would expect these woes to have some impact on Chinese growth. We think that the government acknowledges that and is ready to accept it. However, we would not expect policymakers to tolerate systemic risks being built up. Despite a potential Evergrande default, it is expected that the policy tone will remain tight for the sector as the Chinese government is determined to control the housing market so as to avoid overheating. The government may ask developers to take payables/commercial papers in the leverage gearing liquidity analysis into consideration to avoid window dressing by developers. At the moment, we do not believe there is a large systemic risk to the economy, and we do not expect such a risk to materialize. Overall, we would expect further short-term volatility in the Chinese high-yield property sector, although we do not think this will cause further contagion. Outlook. Fundamentals remain robust in the EM corporate segment, and we expect continued deleveraging across the index, with net leverage metrics reaching their lowest points since 2011. This is largely the result of a conservative corporate behavior often exhibited by EM companies, who have been focused on deleveraging for a number of years. This puts the asset class in a very good position to recover and perform well once the pandemic is over. While most sectors are likely to witness a significant rebound and growth in the coming quarters, We believe commodity-related issues are likely to be the biggest beneficiaries in the coming months as the global recovery gathers place. As regards China, we expect market sentiment to gradually recover when more clarity is available on Evergrande. But we believe that the interest would first be skewed towards the stronger developers in investment-grade credit or BB-rated bonds. We remain balanced in our overall risk-taking, prioritizing a strong diversification across our holdings. Idiosyncratic risk exists, and careful positioning remains warranted in the current market environment. It should be stressed that we do not have and have not had any exposure to Evergrande across our emerging market fixed income portfolios. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. Feel free to contact us for any question or visit our website, ubp.com.